When a young woman named Desiree vanishes without a trace, the trail leads to Kat Torres, a charismatic influencer with millions of followers. But behind the glamorous posts and inspirational quotes, a sinister truth unravels. Binge all episodes of Don't Cross Kat early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Lamont Jones is shattered when his cousin dies just weeks after entering prison. The official report says natural causes, but bruises and missing teeth tell a different story. Wondery presents Death County PA, a chilling true story of corruption and cover-ups. Follow Death County PA on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Guten Tag, social media sucklings. The following podcast is not real, but it is really part of the Kidney Macaw, or rather the Earwolf Network. And it's also sponsored by Cards Against Humanity. Have something to send to Arnie, Chunt, or Usador? Box it up and send it to Cards Against Humanity, 1917 North Elston, Chicago, Illinois, 60642. Care of Arnie Niekamp, Vermilion Minotaur, Town of Hogsface, Land of Foon. And Cards Against Humanity will shove it through the dimensional portal. Now, suspend your disbelief up to the very highest shelf where you keep the really upsetting porn and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, shame on you. I forgive you. This is all that you need to know. A bit over a year ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the fantastical magical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a slight Wi-Fi signal from that Burger King through the dimensional portal that I fell through, and I use that to upload a podcast I record every week here in my favorite tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the town of Hogsface, in the land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my boon companions, my buddies, my co-hosts.
Oh yeah, baby.
Chunt the Talking Badger slash Shapeshifter.
Slash King.
Slash King of the Badgers.
Mm-hmm.
That's so, how's it going being King of the Badgers?
Great.
I feel like I must have asked you that exact same question last
time. You did.
I guess I just want to know, like, how is your life change? I feel like I've seen you a little less choo-choo since you've been deemed King of the Badgers.
Well, I kind of let Usador run Choo-Choo's Chow. I pop in every once in a while.
Sure.
But yeah, I just try and give some nice speeches to the Badgers to pump them up, make them feel good about themselves.
Well, what is something you say to the Badger populace to make them feel better?
Listen up, babies. Like, you guys are great. Like, keep doing your thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Badger on, you know?
Badger on.
Yeah.
But you know, I've been actually been very busy. I know you don't like talking about it too much.
Mm-hmm.
There's this curse
mm-hmm.
that you're supposedly going to die soon. I feel like you're a little bit in denial about it.
I'm not in denial. It's just, you know, life leads to death, and death comes for us all. And, you know, we rise and we fall and we break and we make our mistakes. And, you know, death doesn't discriminate.
Well, I am trying my best to reverse this curse. I'm supposed to collect, it's hard to remember, a cow as well.
Do you want
to
write it down?
I should write it down, right? Instead of just trying to song remember it. But a cow as wide as milk, hair as yellow as gold, a cape as red as blood, a slipper as pure as gold. I have the hair, I have the cape, and a bunch of badgers came to the Vermilion Minotaur this morning dragging a dead white cow.
What?
I have a cow as white as milk. It's dead, but I have it.
Oh, boy. I did not order a cow to be killed. Some badgers have disobeyed me.
Did you tell
and
them?
I will make them fear me.
Really? So are you telling the badgers not to help you?
No,
reverse the curse?
I told them to help me.
You told them to help you? Well, they're trying to help you.
I didn't want
to
admit it to you.
I mean, maybe they found the dead cow.
They killed it.
Now all you need is a pair of slippers.
I need slippers as pure as gold, which seems that's the tough one. I mean, honestly, the other one's not that hard.
So it's not, why can't they just be slippers made of gold?
What
does as pure as gold mean?
That's a good question. I don't know.
This
is going to be hard.
Slippers.
Even if it's just pure gold slippers, that's a high value item. Like you can get a cow. I mean, a cow can be expensive. You can get hair. That was really easy. The cape, still not that hard. The slippers part, that's the hard one.
Luckily, you're friends with Usador, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fearing Yalak. The dwarves know me as Zonin Hug Stanges. And I'm known in the Northeast as Gasmoenius Maestar. And there may be a name or two I have yet to reveal. Because these names so powerful that they would level mountains, unthrone kings, set oceans where there's land and land where there's oceans. So, watch out.
Usador, I've been giving it really serious thought, and I'm going to go back to Feline Zelig.
Please, I beg of thee.
I'm going to go back to Feline Zelig. Nothing,
it's the worst.
Nothing since then has really felt right. And you know what? If I learned anything last week with Jack Vorpal and the Singing Sword, you don't run away from love.
Can't you just try, like, Wizard of the 12th Realm of, like, a sneezy elf or something? Like, at least let it be something delightful.
Okay, I'll think about it. I'll think about it. Next week, I'll either do a sneezy elf. Sneezy elf. Or Feline Zelig. Thank you, John, because Sneezy Elf, it really is making Feline Zelig look a little bit better. Just that much better. But guys, I want to talk to our guest. I'm very excited. Wizards are such a big part of this world, and we've had a couple on before, right? We've had Spintex the Green, Usador, your Usador the Blue.
We've had Can the Wizard.
Can the Wizard. I haven't met him. Heard he's an awesome dude. We haven't met Blorth the Brown, but we've met his creepy...
Homunculus.
Homunculus.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? We have on a Mauve Wizard. Jamilus the Mauve.
Yeah, what's up, y'all?
Jamilus the Mauve.
Yeah, you know, I'm just holding it down, you know, one of the first black wizards, you know, just trying to, you know, make ends meet, you know, make that magic happen. You know, I'm Jamilus. The Mauve is my, you know, wizard name.
Sure.
But I like to go by my actual, like, birth name.
Sure.
Jamilus Washington, you know, bringer of feast and famine, you know, master of the great plantation, shadow of the triangle trade winds. You know, the dwarves know me as that dude. You know, elves know me as always holding. You know, and I'm also known in the far south as boy. So, you know, I'm just always trying to make it happen, you know.
And the badgers know him as Jamilus the Realist.
Jamilus the Realist. I love that.
Well, we don't say it like that.
You don't say it like that?
Yeah, you know, badgers, the badgers are cool, man. Badgers are straight
thank
up
you.
Cool
oh,
people. You
oh,
know
my
mean?
Gosh,
I
thank
get,
you.
I get down with some badgers, man.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Can I just say you are the coolest wizard?
Wow. Hey. Oh, yeah.
Hey,
like the
watch
weird,
it.
No, I mean, that's not saying much, but by a great length.
Usador's the best wizard, but I think just the way you wear your robes a little,
Yeah, sometimes I wear my robes inside out.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes, you know, just let people know, you know, I got my own style. You
but
know
it's
what I mean?
Cool when you do it. When Usador does it, you're like, oh, Usador, do you even realize you're wearing your robes inside out?
Yeah. I had my robes inside out?
For like half a year.
Oh, I was probably trying to cast a spell.
Yeah, Usador is always trying, you know. His trials are hard, you know what I mean?
Oh, well, I try very hard, and I succeed at every turn.
Yeah, Usador, you know, sometimes, you know, he would wander down to the, you know, the darkest sides of the halls, you know, and we let him hang out for a little bit, make him feel good about himself, you know, let him feel like he was a part of the, you know.
I was very popular at the Great Halls of Tarakas.
Yeah, you know. He sometimes try and jump in the freestyle spell circles sometimes.
Uh-huh.
You know, trying to throw some off-the-cuff spells.
Sure.
You know what I mean? But, you know, he tries.
That's when I first made a tiny horse.
Yeah.
That was a freestyle spell?
Yes.
Wow.
Jamilus, would you mind showing us a freestyle spell right now?
Oh, yeah, I can do that. Yeah. I'm coming straight to you, coming with the magic moon, making sure I got it at the crazy dawn. I'm gonna put it up, make it big.
Whoa! Very impressive.
Holy crap.
A wonderful feast just appeared here
that
on our table.
That is amazing.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you gotta eat, you know what
this
I mean?
Is the first good food I've seen since I've gotten to Foon.
Yeah, you know, when you come down to the south, you know, you get to enjoy some real good food, you know what I mean? Like, stuff that's not boiled or, like,
yeah.
We have this concoction we call mumbo.
Mumbo? Yeah, yeah, what's Mumbo?
Oh, it's Mumbo's delicious.
Yeah, it's a lot of seafood mixed into a flour base.
Sure.
That you do, it's like a stew that you like set up for a couple of hours. It's got some okakra in it.
Yeah,
it's
there's also mumbalaya, which is...
Oh, yeah, really that's delicious. Good stuff, yeah. Man. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I got a badger friend that makes a real, like, straight, you know, true southern... You know, mumbalaya.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Please introduce me.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's a southern badger, so you know.
I would love to, I still love that.
They're a little rough, you know, a little rough.
Oh, okay.
Rough,
yeah, that's fine. You know what I mean? That's fine.
But you sit here before their very king.
Hey, man. I mean, you know, badgers have a hard time down south.
Oh, yeah.
You know
I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Badgers, man, they're being oppressed down there, man.
Well, I'm going to write this down.
John, what are you going to do for the badgers in the south?
I didn't know, but I'm going to try and solve
That's not
I'm
an
gonna,
excuse.
I'm gonna, yes, it is.
That's not an excuse.
Nobody told me.
The badgers up here, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
The badgers are like, there's like freedom up here, you know?
Oh,
badgers,
yeah.
Badgers care. They can become anything they want.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm not even a badger, and I'm king of the badgers, so what does that say about... it's not a great thing to go back and tell your friend.
Oh, wow. All right.
Yeah.
So you just fronting as a badger, man?
No, I mean, I'm a badger, but I'm also a shapeshifter. I don't, yeah. But I immediately, I'm going to make a decree that all southern badgers can come up north and we will hang.
Yeah, and then they'll find out about it a couple of months later, you know what I mean?
Jamil, so I'm what's it like being, you're the first black wizard?
I'm the first black wizard, you know?
Or, I mean, I guess there is a black wizard, what? But you're...
I'm the first racially black wizard, you know?
Is it tough? Is it a lot of responsibility?
It's hard, man. It's hard. You know, sometimes, you know, Usador is kind of, you know, he's down. You know what I mean? Like, he gets it. You know,
I'm down to clown.
Yeah.
He gets it is maybe not the right...
I mean, he tries. You know what I mean?
He tries. He's good-hearted, probably.
Yeah. And, you know, but there's some other wizards, man. They just on some crazy shit, man.
Sure.
Like, there's a point when I first, you know, went into the halls, you know, I would get made fun of.
Sure.
You know, I didn't have the robes that everybody else had. You know, I didn't have all the stuff. I was down scholarship, you know.
Sure.
So people are like, yeah, you ain't got the proper spell books. You know, your cauldron is used. You know what I mean? Like, your wands are like, you know, secondhand.
Is it bad to have a used cauldron?
I mean, it's some buildup.
Or is it like a teapot where it's like it makes it the flavor better?
Well, the remnants that get left behind in a cauldron, a used one, can impact the effectiveness, the efficacy of the potions that you create.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be a negative, yes, certainly.
Did you ever have, like, cauldron residue mishaps from your used cauldron?
I did, actually. You know, I was trying to, you know, conjure up a freestyle spell, and I wound up giving myself a Jerry Curl, you know? So for, like, a solid month, man, it was just...
Yeah.
Rough,
do they have
man.
Jerry curls on Earth?
We do. I'm not sure if it's the exact same thing. What's a Jerry curl in Foon?
Oh, it's whenever, you know, your fingers start to, like, curl up uncontrollably.
Uh-huh. Oh.
You know, and then it's like, ooh, and then it's, like, just dripping. It's all kind of dripping sweat everywhere. I mean, your fingers are just dripping sweat.
Yeah, that's not as bad as it is on Earth.
Oh, okay. All right.
Now, Jamilus.
Yes. Yeah.
Why were you brought forth into Foon? What great quest fills your heart with dread and wonder?
Well, you know, I gotta tell you, y'all, and it's hard for me, you know, because sometimes people always associate black with being dark.
Sure.
Right.
You know, and I think there's somebody that, you know, Usador knows that's really given, you know, people who are, you know, darker a bad name.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah,
And this is only one of the awful things he's done.
Sure. So the Dark Lord, this is hard to talk about. The Dark Lord is a black wizard, but he's not a black wizard.
He was a member of our order.
Mm-hmm.
His robes were black.
Mm-hmm.
He became the Dark Lord, and we have cast him out.
Mm-hmm.
Is this an appropriate question? It's probably not, if I have to ask that beforehand. What? Like... The Dark Lord, what is his racial makeup? I assume he's white.
He's more of a bluish gray.
Yeah,
a bluish gray.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How should I feel about bluish gray? It's horrible that I'm immediately like, how should I feel about bluish gray people?
Yes, yes, it is horrible.
I mean,
there are many great bluish gray people that I know.
Yeah,
they're all wonderful. I hate the Dark Lord with more than anything.
I'm really ashamed of myself. One horrible person with bluish gray skin, and I'm like, well, should I be worried about bluish gray people in general?
No, of course not.
These are the types of conversations about wizards we should be having.
Yeah, That's true. We have to have that open dialogue, you know what I mean? You gotta open that up.
Yeah.
So, you know, for me, you know, my biggest quest is I'm trying to take back things, you know what I mean? I'm trying to claim it back from the Dark Lord.
Wonderful. You know, so, thank you.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm thinking, like, robes. You know what I mean? Black robes? Not bad.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? Even though Mav is better, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. But black is slimming.
But, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You know what? Let's take a real quick break, and let's get a drink, and let's learn more about the Mav Wizard.
Hey, I'm Mike Corey, the host of Wondery's podcast, Against the Odds. In each episode, we take you to the edge of some of the most incredible adventure and survival stories in history. In our next season, it's 1980, and in the Pacific Northwest, the long dormant volcano Mount St. Helens is showing signs of life. Scientists warn that a big eruption is coming, but a restricted zone around the mountain is limited by politics. On May 18th, hikers, loggers, reporters, and researchers are caught in the blast zone as the volcano erupts. They find themselves pummeled by a deadly combination of scorching heat, smothering ash, and massive mudslides. The survivors have to find their way to safety before they succumb to their injuries or face another eruption. Follow Against the Odds on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Binge the entire season ad-free right now only on Wondery Plus. Start your free trial in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify today.
Last year, Law and Crime brought you the trial that captivated the nation.
She's accused of hitting her boyfriend, Boston police officer John O'Keefe, with her car.
Karen Reed is arrested and charged with second-degree murder.
The 6-week trial resulted in anything but resolution.
We continue to find ourselves at an impasse. I'm declaring a mistrial in this case.
But now the case is back in the spotlight, and one question still lingers. Did Karen Reed kill John O'Keefe?
The evidence is overwhelming that Karen Reed is innocent.
How does it feel to be a cop killer, Karen?
I'm Kristen Thorne, investigative reporter with Law and Crime and host of the podcast, Karen, The Retrial. This isn't just a retrial. It's a second chance at the truth.
I have nothing to hide. My life is in the balance, and it shouldn't be.
I just want people to go back to who the victim is in this. It's not her.
Listen to episodes of Karen, The Retrial, exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
As a contractor for the NSA, Edward Snowden had access to a range of top-secret government programs. But as he learned more about these clandestine operations, he came to understand a devastating secret. The government was conducting mass surveillance on its own citizens. Hi, I'm Lindsey Graham, the host of Wondery's show, American Scandal. We bring to life some of the biggest controversies in U.S. history: presidential lies, environmental disasters, corporate fraud. In our latest series, whistleblower Edward Snowden changes the national conversation about privacy on the internet as he risks his own freedom and his family's well-being. Follow American Scandal on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen to all episodes ad-free and be the first to binge the newest season only on Wondery Plus. You can join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Start your free trial today.
All right, we're back. Jamilis, what? Could you tell me a little bit about your powers? Like, how does the feast and famine, like, how does that manifest itself?
Yeah.
Can we dig into this?
Oh my gosh. This amazing food has been sitting here. Yeah.
I'm going to grab one of these chops here.
Yeah. Pass it around. Number family style right here.
All right.
So the feast and famine, it's a hard balance, you know what I mean? Because sometimes, you know, you get to eat all you want. You know, you're sitting at that table, you're full, you know what I mean? Your spirit is nurtured. But then some other days, you just don't know what to do.
Yeah.
You know, everything's holding you down. You know, everything's oppressing you.
Sure.
You know, so, you know, I find that inside that person, and I'm able to manifest that, whether it be a bountiful meal or whether I give them nothing but dirt, rocks, and coal. You know what I mean?
Boy, like just, Santa.
Like
who?
On my world, there's a magical being who, not mauve robes, but like red robes.
Okay.
thought you said there weren't magical beings.
You said there's no magic.
Well, it's complicated. I mean, it's more of a folk tale in my world.
Ah. Oh.
And if you're bad, he gives you coal. But he doesn't take the taste out of your mouth. I'd love to hear more about that.
Oh, yeah. You know, sometimes, you know, if I walk up to somebody and they're just acting wrong, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just slap him across the face.
The most direct type of magic there is.
Yep.
And when you smack him across the face, they lose the taste in their mouth?
Yeah, take taste right out their mouth, man.
Wow.
It's this magical, you know, ability I have. I developed it.
Slap Arnie.
Know. No, I need my taste. That's almost all I have. That's all the happiness I have.
I mean, but you know, Arnie's all right. You know, it's little, you know,
I'm all right.
I had heard tale a little bit that you were, you know, a little discriminatory against swords, you know.
Oh, I just didn't know. I'm just trying to educate myself.
It's the word on the street, man.
Yeah.
It's like, you gotta take care of that.
I passed out the word. Sorry.
What you don't understand is that Arnold, it comes from a very foreign land, even stranger than the most bizarre places you've ever visited in Foon. This earth is filled with large metal buildings and all sorts of machinations beyond our understanding. These base, backwards people live their lives with no magic whatsoever.
How do you live, man?
You know, we're not really living.
If you didn't have magic, you know, like, it's just like, people just do what they want, you know what I mean? They just take advantage of you, hold you down, you know, you can't, you know, get strong with them, you know what I mean?
Like, so do you see magic as sort of a balancing?
Absolutely, you know, sometimes, you know, when a wizard manifests in this world, you know, it's always for a reason, right?
Exactly.
It's always for a reason.
To rebalance the scales, exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I came about because of the Dark Lord, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, when the Dark Lord made his turn, you know, they has like, oh man, like, we gotta regulate this.
Yeah.
Like, we gotta make sure that people don't understand, don't like, associate dark and black together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, like, bam, black wizard.
Yeah. You know, in some ways, your job is harder than Usador's. Usador has to defeat the Dark Lord, but you have to kind of, like, deal with the consequences of his existence.
It's a battle of wills, you know what I mean? Like,
I must only defeat this manifestation of pure evil. You must win back the hearts and minds of those who have been wronged by him.
Yeah, and how's that better to do that? With a feast. You know what I mean? I just call up banquets like crazy. It's like, what the and then, like,
whoa! Enjoy
this, man.
Ah, cheesecake.
This is great.
Yeah, you know, so, you know, sometimes, you know, people aren't always, you know, they look down on a little bit. It's like, I mean, food, you know, what's that about? Like why food?
Yeah.
You know, like, why a feast?
Brings people together.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I mean, badgers get it.
Oh, yeah.
You're my
what
badger,
is more
you're my
intimate?
Badger. You're my badger.
Can I say badger?
Yeah,
you're
say
my badger.
Yeah, you're a badger, man.
What is more intimate than sharing food with someone?
Fucking
it's for families and...
fucking him, probably.
Oh, all right.
Usador was in the middle of a beautiful
speech. Sorry.
No, he's right, so I'll stop.
I'm sorry. Just, we hadn't said or done anything crass in, like, minutes.
Usador, do I need to slap this man over?
No, I need my taste. But that actually brings up a question that I have.
Yeah.
What do you have anything for people who, you know, so food is healing and
good.
And but what about people who hypothetically have a problem where they eat too much food, like they eat until they're full or satiated and they just keep on eating?
He's talking about him.
You know, well, there's different kinds of feasts, you know, like, I manifest food feasts, but I can also make a feast of the eyes.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, I can make a amazing color array that just makes you just like, whoa, and, you know, or, you know, I might have a feast for the ears, you know, I'll have like a great tune, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like something real hard, like a party banger.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, absolutely.
It's all about delighting the senses or cutting off any sensation whatsoever.
So then can you also make people blind or deaf?
Yeah. I can cut off their any sense they have. I can cut it off.
Wow.
So they can't smell anything until I allow them to smell again.
Holy cow.
Can you make them mostly deaf?
Well, I can make them, you know.
Most deaf?
Yeah, I can make them most deaf. You know, I can make them, you know, like, you know, kind of, you know, deaf, jam. You know?
Ooh,
I can jam up their
good.
Deaf.
Yeah.
I can jam up that.
Jam their ears.
Yeah, jam their ears a little bit so that, you know, deaf jam.
Are you ever sitting at home and suddenly you're like, oh, shit, I forgot to ever give that guy his smell back. Like, I meant to like, just fuck up his smell for, like, a week, and it's been years, and I forgot.
Well, one thing that's actually I've been working on, because I did have that problem, because I am young. You know, sometimes I make mistakes.
Sure.
You know, and I've been working on my long-distance take. and give.
Ooh.
I can give and take it long distance right
yeah.
now. So I've worked up to, you know, probably at least 3 to 4 towns over. You know, I can just give you something or take something away from you.
Wow. Wow. That's impressive.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and Isidore's been helping me out a little bit. You know, he's been, you know, trying to, like, give me that, you know, real championship leadership that he has, you know.
I like to take young wizards under my wing when I have the opportunity to help lift them up, for lifting them up is lifting all of us up.
Mm-hmm.
Is that not true? Not to change the subject, but I also run a restaurant. Do a little cooking there. If you're not busy later, I'd love for you to come by and, you know, try out some of our food.
I can check it out. I see what I can do.
I'll see
what I can do.
Yeah, invite your friends.
Isidore, have you considered using magic to make your food at Juju's
no,
show?
Absolutely not.
Why not? It needs something. It needs a lot
how
of things.
How dare you? And B, you loved that fox face that we made for you.
Yeah, you ate it all, didn't you?
Over time.
You chewed it for a long time and swallowed it down.
It's the worst.
Now the big issue is that, you know, your magic affects the food, you know? So if he tried to use magic on his food, you know, it would make it real, like, all the food that was supposed to be heavy be light, you know? And
yes.
start to play with the flavor profiles, you know, mm-hmm. that, you know?
You get a chicken breast, it's all dark meat.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
But there's nothing wrong with that, you know what I mean?
No, that's...
There's nothing wrong with that, you know what I mean? Sometimes you want some drumsticks and thighs, you know what
I mean?
Yeah. But, you know, sometimes, I mean, I'm going to let you in on a little secret right here. Hopefully, Isidore's not going to get mad at me. Now, we, you know, him and I, we have a special name. I like to call him, you know, I like to call him Phileas Jacksonius.
Ooh.
Yeah, because, you know, he is the commander and champion of some of us wizards, you know what I mean? He can make us win in any situation.
Wow. I can't remember the first. I'll just shorten it to Phil. Phil Jacksonius.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, so Phil can get it done, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He can win with anybody.
Yeah.
No matter who it is, he makes it happen.
Wow.
I like to coach young wizards.
You know, Isidore, I've got to say, the fact that the Mauve Wizard likes you makes me think a little more highly of you. I mean, sometimes...
Amazing.
Some of the other wizards seem to think you're sort of a jackass.
Only Spintax, who I have said time and time again is nothing but a buffoon, a charlatan, chicanerous butt face.
But he seems to have a little more, you know, magical abilities than you do.
I doubt this.
I mean, but it's not about the magic, man.
Sure.
It's about what's inside. You know, so, you know what's, you know, I think the reason I like him so much is it's a time as old as the realm. You know what I mean? It's... you know, a crotchety, kind of sometimes see me on the surface, grumpy,
right.
white older mentor
sure.
who's like helping that young black kid decide, you know, make some of him himself,
yeah.
you know, and like, you know, sometimes you come knocking at that door and like, hey, man, aren't you the guy who wrote all those master spells?
And then I say, you're the man now, dog.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
I'm going to go find the forest.
Oh. Well, thank you so much for joining us. I'm so excited to have finally met another wizard.
Yeah, no problem, man. You know, anytime, man. You know, once you come down south, I'll take care of you.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I should. You know, this is the first time I'm really compelled to travel that far away from the tavern.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of seafood, a lot of coastal regions. You know, it's real fun, man.
That's awesome.
We have this real cool thing. It's called RDR.
RDR.
Yeah, it's like this cool, like, it's a whole, like, 2 weeks of just celebrating, you know? We have, like, magical floats, you know?
Ooh,
we, like,
whoa.
We toss, like, magic charms
whoa.
Off the floats, you know?
Holy
and,
cow, what do you have to do to get the charms?
I mean, ooh. You know, like, I don't know if that's something, you know, you can handle, you know.
But I
young,
feel like I really want those charms.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you gotta...
What do I gotta do? I feel like I would, like, do anything to get one of those charms.
You gotta show your butthole.
Okay, here's the thing. This is embarrassing. I only have one butthole.
What?
I have one butthole.
Tragic.
Oh, man.
Can I ask you a favor? And it's only if you want to do it, but as a king,
yeah,
I've had a wonderful feast. I had some chops and some great food. And if you would make me a cake that is fit for a king, but if you would maybe bake a baby inside of it.
Sounds like a good idea.
But not a
some sort of kingly cake with a baby inside.
Yeah.
But not a real baby.
With magic, he could make a cake with a baby in it, and mm-hmm. then when you eat far enough into the cake, you've got a new baby.
Yeah. Like born from cake.
Yes, wow. Nothing bad happens to the baby. You're like, oh, cute, I was eating cake and I found a baby.
Well, let's do that. We'll slice it up and whoever gets the baby in their mouth has to raise that baby.
Chum, did you get any emails this week?
Yes, I did. Let's take a look here. This is an email from Lauren Slusky. Lauren says, hi, Chunts. I was just wondering if you ever wanted to come visit Earth, if you could, where do you think you would go? I am from Canada. Canada?
Canada, yeah.
I am from Canada, and we have lots of awesome things to see here, so I think if you were ever to come visit Earth, it might be somewhere you want to stop by. You are awesome. Rock on. Thanks, Lauren. What all is in Canada?
Oh, boy. Well, there's a lot of forests. I mean, it's not that dissimilar from Foon in that way. A lot of greenery.
I like finding forests.
There's maple syrup. There's a game called hockey.
May I ask you a follow-up question?
Sure.
Will the people of Canada be offended by how you've just described their country?
I think they would be like, that's a wild oversimplification, but not wrong.
Okay, fair enough.
I mean, Canada, I know you're so much more. But, you know, Canada actually has, like, a maple reserve of, like, it's like just billions of dollars worth of maple syrup. And people tried to steal it. There was a heist. There was a maple syrup heist in Canada. And that's why I don't like to talk about Earth stuff.
Fair enough. There's one other email here. This is from Pablito. Hey, Chunt, big fan here. So I was thinking if you would be interested in having sex with me, so you would shapeshift into me, then you could go work in my place. I work in an office with a shitty boss, and all you definitely love it here. Anyway,
offices
think about
bosses.
It and let me know. Say how do you store for me and fuck Arnold. Cheers.
That's not nice.
Yeah, I mean, thanks, Pablito, but I prefer to just play offices and bosses with Usador.
Say hello to me. It says to say hello to me.
Hello, Usador.
Hello.
Fuck you, Arnold.
What? No.
Or maybe I was supposed to be in action. Is that a verb?
Who knows?
No, it says fuck Arnold.
Hey, if you want to email me, you can email me at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's a real email address. Here's one email I got this week. Hi, Arnie. You are the greatest. Love, James Skink.
Stop writing emails to yourself.
I swear. I don't know if James Skink is a real person.
At least this one's a little more believable.
But it's not me. All right, here's another one. Hello, Arnold. Oh, boy. Someone spelled Junt, but they misspelled it in a bad way. And Usador. I have information valuable in regards to curses, dark lords, and magical dimensions.
Oh,
I want much to help you all in your quest. This information is time sensitive and too valuable to send via email. In order to send this package through to you, I have set up an account with a local coin merchant to receive funds that will help with shipping through the portal. However, my land is under revolution and it is difficult to use money for exports. As the interim leader of my land, I am soon to lift our embargo. Please respond that you can submit 5 million coins to this merchant, and I will be able to send you 10 times interest once our revolution has succeeded. We look forward to your purchase.
Why wouldn't you do that?
Let's hop on that. Hurry up before we miss out.
What an amazing opportunity.
Deal of a lifetime.
We can help this person out, help ourselves out.
Exactly.
But I don't know. It seems a little shady.
Classic win-win.
Can you, Arnie?
Yeah?
Can you? I can't reach a scratch here on my left arm. Could you?
Yeah, sure. Whoa! Holy shit! Chunt, your arm fell off!
Oh my god.
Classic curse heightening.
Oh my god.
What?
I can't clap. I can't clap, you guys. I can't clap.
You sure you can? Just your arm's still laying there. Just hit it with your other hand.
Chunt's arm fell off. What do you mean, classic curse heightening?
Oh, when curses get worse. Jimmy's gonna back me up here. You know, as curses proceed, you know, your arm falls off, or maybe your nose, or maybe an ear. It's common.
Hey, so, Jamilis, let me give you a hand.
Yeah, man.
See, he's already adjusted.
Wow.
To it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's gone so quickly from concern to prop comedy.
I'm in shock.
Oh no! So this means that, like, we're in the end stages of this curse.
Yes. If you have anything to say to Chunt, you should say it as soon as possible.
Oh, my God.
He probably has anywhere from...
The time has
three,
been...
3 weeks to 5 weeks to live.
The time has been so ambiguous up until now in I have to admit, somewhat convenient way, but now it seems like we're really moving close to the end.
Yes.
Yep, I'm going to die.
Chunt, man, can you do me a favor, man?
Sure.
Before you go,
yep.
Will you let all those badgers free in the South, man?
Oh, absolutely. Were they not free?
No, wait, are you horrible?
Oh, no. Yeah, I mean, just immediately, yeah, they're free now, sir, yes.
You come down south?
Yeah.
Maybe for a day or two?
Yeah, absolutely.
And lead a couple of marches for Badger Freedom?
Absolutely. You got it. Hand in hand.
Well,
hand, one hand.
Sean, you're going to die.
And so our three pasty friends finish stumbling through that racial minefield without imploding. I, for one, am stunned. And now on to our credits. Imagine a fire extinguisher aimed at one of those PA systems they used for school announcements. That's the level of nuance brought to Usador the Blue, as shouted by Matt Young. Chunt the Badger King was played by Abel Rafai, like a scoop of vanilla ice cream slowly melting over a stack of yellowing dad boxer briefs. Jamilius the Mauve was played by special guest Anthony LeBlanc. Anthony is a Second City main stage alum and a Second City resident director. For a fun distraction, ask Anthony anything about comic books and then enjoy the sensation of decaying into a skeleton made of dust and blowing away. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Evan Jacover, Ryan DeGiorgi, and Arnie Niekamp. This episode edited by Ryan DeGiorgi.
Hello from the Magic Tavern was produced... Oh, you did that. Music by Andy Poland. Logo by Aller Laban. Extra audio assistance by Jason Knox. Production assistance by Garrett Schultz. Visit us at hellofromthemagictavern.com or on Facebook or Twitter. Thanks to the Chicago Podcast Co-op, and of course, thanks to Earwolf. You know what? It looks like we're getting another distress call from Kern.
Hello, this is Kern from the Grusworn Galaxy. I need your help immediately. My hydration pump crank is broken. I don't know if that's a technical term, but it's the thing that like runs around.
Kern, can I interject?
Trisha.
I just overheard, and I think like if you can explain what it does,
yes.
People might not know that that's what you call it.
Great.
But that's totally fine. Like,
great point, Trisha. Yes, it's this little lever thing that runs around, and it usually gives air. It's like a humidifier.
Yes.
Yes.
I think what it does is it circulates the oxygen that we take in,
right.
Therefore dissipating the carbon monoxide that we are expelling and taking that to a separate area of our chamber so that we are not then poisoned by our own carbon monoxide.
Sure.
You
could explain it that way, but
yeah.
I think a lot of people would understand that hydration pump.
No, they totally would.
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying that they wouldn't. I just think, like, in this case, more information
yes.
is sometimes better because then people can hear it and decide how they feel about it.
Right.
You know.
It is now down to 10% level, though, so
yes.
We should probably...
That's alarming.
It
and
is.
Just if anyone's listening, we're concerned that this might impact, you know, our life. I don't want to, like, get alarmist. But,
no,
like,
no, because we don't want just days ahead for us. We want years and decades, you know?
We do?
Yes.
Are we only having this conversation because we're at 10%? Like, I need to know that... How come we never had this conversation when we were, like, in the 80s or 90s? How come it took us till 10%?
I'm a little bad at communication.
No, you're not bad at all.
Past.
I think it's completely human behavior. I just want to...
Sometimes I feel like my own communication crank is broken, you know?
I know.
Should we keep monitoring these, or...
Greg, do you see that light that's off? That monitors my interest level in distress calls from Kern. I wonder if our ratings will go up when Chunt dies. I'm sorry, I misspoke. I wonder how much our ratings will go up when Chunt dies.
In the early hours of December 4th, 2024, CEO Brian Thompson stepped out onto the streets of Midtown Manhattan.
This assailant pulls out a weapon and starts firing at him.
We're talking about the CEO of the biggest private health insurance corporation in the world.
And the suspect...
He has been identified as Luigi Nicholas Mangione.
...became one of the most divisive figures in modern criminal history.
I was targeted, premeditated, and meant to sow terror.
I'm Jesse Weber, host of Luigi, produced by Law and Crime and Twist. This is more than a true crime investigation. We explore a uniquely American moment that could change the country forever.
He's awoken the people to a true issue.
Finally, maybe this would lead rich and powerful people to acknowledge the barbaric nature of our healthcare system.
Listen to Law & Crime's Luigi exclusively on Wondery Plus. You can join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts.